From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Catalonia, a showdown looms. Catalonia will move on Monday, October the 9th. To declare independence from Spain, a regional government source said today, as the European Union nation nears a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy and has unnerved financial markets. According to a source, pro-independence parties, which control the regional parliament, have asked for a debate and vote on Monday on declaring independence. A declaration should follow this vote, although it's unclear when. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont was asked what would happen should the Spanish government intervene. He said, well, that is going to be, I insist, another mistake in this chain of mistakes. After each error, we have come out more reinforced. Today, we are closer to independence than a month ago, and each mistake the government makes, we've gathered more strengths. Therefore, a definitive error like the state intervention of our own autonomy will be a definitive error. His comment appeared after Spain's King Felipe accused secessionist leaders on Tuesday of shattering democratic principles. U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday as investigators there continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room, killing at least 58 people and then himself.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police, who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And yeah, they're learning a lot more, and that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired shots from his 32nd floor room in the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has spent a portion of his day dispelling rumors, pushing back at reports that he's on the verge of stepping down.
To address a few specifics that have been erroneously reported this morning, the Vice President has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post. I value the friendship and the counsel of the Vice President, and I admire his leadership within President Trump's administration to address the many important agendas of President Trump, both from a foreign policy perspective and a domestic objective.
Tillerson made the statement today to State Department reporters the same day that NBC News reported the secretary was on the verge of resigning earlier this year and only remained at the urging of Vice President Mike Pence. The NBC News report said that Tillerson had made a disparaging reference to Trump following a meeting with other top officials at the Pentagon in July.
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
When asked by reporters, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said this week the president has confidence in Tillerson. The Trump administration Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nard is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
She said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic relations with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday the U.S., under the right conditions, should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Trump's decision, which must come by October the 15th, whether to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.